Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Teda Vanachari. Jamuna Tera Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Gere Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tera Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Gere Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Everybody! Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gaur Premanande. Jai Vishwapad Paramahamsa Parivachakacharya's Divine Grace. Jai A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitila jai, Vishpat Paramahamsa, Parivachaka chai, Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitin. Gaur Premanande. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 25. Eshu snanam japo homaho. Vratam deva dijarchanam. Pitri deva nibhutebhyo. Jadattam tad adhanashwaram. Eshu snanam japo homo. Vratam deva dijarchanam. Pitri deva nibhutebhyo. Jadattam tad adhyanaswaram. Eshu snanam japo homo. Vratam deva dijarchanam. Pitri deva nibhutebhyo. Jadattam tadyajnanasharam. Eshu snanam japo homo. Vratam deva dijarchanam. Jadattam tadyanasharam.
Eshu snanam japo homo.
Vratam deva
dijarchanam.
Pitridevanibhutebhyo.
Jadattam tad adhanasharam. Eshu. In all these seasonal times, snanam, bathing in the Ganges, Jamuna, or any other sacred places, Japaha, chanting. Homa,
performing fire sacrifices.
Vratam, executing vows. Deva,
the Supreme Lord.
Dijarchanam, worshipping the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas. Pitri, unto the forefathers. Deva, demigods. Nri,
human beings in general.
Bhutebhya,
and all other living entities.
Yat,
whatever.
Dattam, offered.
Tat,
that.
He,
indeed.
Anasharam,
permanently benefited. Translation: during these periods of seasonal changes, if one bathes in the Ganges, in the Yamuna, or in other sacred places, if one chants, offers fire sacrifices or executes vows, or if one worships the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the forefathers, demigods, and the living entities in general, whatever he gives in charity yields a permanently beneficial result. That verse doesn't have any purport. I'm going to read the next one. 26. Samskara kalo jaya apatyasya manastata preta samstha mrithascha karmanya buddhyayo nripa. O King Yudhishthir, at the time of prescribed for reformatory ritualistic ceremonies for oneself, one's wife, or one's children, or during funeral ceremonies and annual death ceremonies, one must perform the auspicious ceremonies mentioned above in order to flourish in fruitive activities. Purport: the Vedas recommend many ritualistic ceremonies to be performed with one's wife on the birthdays of one's children.
Your birthday.
And there are also personal reformatory methods like initiation. Thus, these must be observed according to time and circumstances and the directions of the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita strongly recommends Gatra Shastra Vidhan Noktam. Everything must be performed as indicated in the Shastras. For Kali Yuga, the Shastra enjoined that Samkirtan Yajna be performed always. Kirtanya Sadahri. All the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Shastra must be preceded and followed by Sankirtan. This is the recommendation of Srila Jiva Goswami.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminithi Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishaya Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine.
So, as you can hear and see in this verse, that there are different sacrifices or austerities or bathing the Ganges is recommended here. But in the next verse, Prabhupada explains in the purport that as a devotee, that these different types of ceremonies are not really recommended because we are doing Sankirtan Yajna. That's all complete. Everything is complete by doing Sankirtan Yajna. Okay, that should be understood. But at the same time, we also need to perform various ritualistic activities for the sake of doing it. It's not that we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are pure. We are chanting Hare Krishna, but we are in the process of chanting Hare Krishna for purificatory process.
So we are not completely pure. But at the same time, we also need to follow various regulations and ceremonies mentioned in the scriptures. There's a devotee who was passing away in Mayapur, and he asked that when he dies, that all the devotees in Mayapur should be fed Jagannath Prasadam from Jagannath Puri. So the devotees thought it is a big hassle to bring Prasadam from all the way from Jagannath Puri. It's very far. How do you carry it, all that Prasadam? So they got Jagannath Prasadam from Mayapur, our temple. We also have Jagannath Didi there. In Jagannath, what's that place called? Rajapur. Yeah. So Jagannath is Jagannath. So then that devotee came in the dream and he said, I particularly ask that you bring Prasadam from Jagannath Puri, even though it's the same. He specifically wanted the Jagannath Puri Prasadam. So sometimes, even though it's the same, but it's the wish of a devotee that we have to fulfill. So, just like that, various ceremonies are recommended, but ultimately we all know that the process of Krishna consciousness is a complete process. There's no need to separately do any other things. That's why Prabhupada says, Janti Deva Pratadeva. Krishna says that one is not required to worship the demigods or any other entities, because if you worship Krishna, you come to me. Ultimately, you don't need to separately worship. And Krishna says, just like if you water the root of a tree, the whole tree is automatically nourished. Understand? Who doesn't understand? So when I say understand, you have to nod your head. So I'm thinking, yeah, maybe you're sleeping and not hearing it. So you can separately water the branches of the tree, leaves, the fruits and the flowers. That's going to take a lot of time. But if you water the root of a tree, the whole tree is automatically nourished. Understand? So similarly, the various ceremonies are there, but we can simply worship Krishna, it's all complete. And I grew up in Mayapur, so there's no, like, bathing Ganges, we're doing it every day. Every day at lunchtime we'd take bath in the Ganges. In fact, we'd cross the Ganges, like we swim across on the other side every day, the Gurukul. So there's plenty of mercy. We mentioned here, we should take bath in the Ganga and Yamuna. I grew up also in Vrindavan. Every day, we have a nap in the school, and after the nap, around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, we go to Yamuna and have a bathe in the Yamuna River. Those days, in the Yamuna was not like now. It's very shallow. We could actually almost walk across. Some areas are deep. And it was, the water was so clean, and you can actually drink the water out of it. It was crystal clear. That was in the way back in the 79, in the early 80s. Nonetheless, Gangang Basava Nakala Bhut Fena Pankai, Rupa Goswami said, nevertheless, the water of the Ganges is the form and mud. It looks very dirty. Gangang Basava Nakala Bhut Fena Pankai is full of that mud, muddy, floating on top. But nonetheless, it is pure water. Because that water is coming from the Ganges, it's coming from the lotus feet of Vishnu, another planet. Just to have the right consciousness. And it's mentioned here, offers fire sacrifice. And I do that. I do fire sacrifices, like they do fire sacrifice here. Sometimes you're not supposed to do fire sacrifice because of the fire regulations. If it's very hot, you may burn down your home. But you can chant Hare Krishna. Even if you do fire sacrifice, which how many different types of mantras, but it's incomplete without chanting Hare Krishna. Previously, you can have a fire and it can produce a cow or a horse. By sacrificing it, you can give them a new life. It's not like we're doing a barbecue. But you have to be able to create a new life. in the fire sacrifice. But these days, we don't chant the mantras correctly. But that's why it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna, to make the sacrifice complete. And that's why Prabhupada said in the purport, Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, right here it says here, for Kali Yuga, the Shastra enjoined the Sankirtan Yajna be performed. Always. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Just like yesterday we went on Harinam. How many people here went on Harinam yesterday? Hands up. You don't like to chant Hare Krishna in the street? Only three or four. We went on Harinam last night, so that's why my voice is all sore. We're singing, Hare Krishna, like 2 hours. People love it. People in the street in Melbourne love the Hare Krishnas. And they say, oh, there comes the Hare Krishnas. They love us. So much more pleasure to go out in the street chanting Hare Krishna, because that's what gives pleasure to a devotee. Dynamic. Preaching is dynamic. When you preach the glories of the holy name, that creates the dynamicness. But you can chant Hare Krishna on your own. It's good, but it's not as when you're sharing with others the holy name. And a couple of boys here distributing books. It's such a hard thing to distribute books. Sometime, like I remember now, a long time ago, those days in the 80s, in the 70s, they spit at you. I remember five guys, they spat at me. They sped off in the car. So I was going to grab one of them. But you have to be so humble. You're distributing books. It's such a difficult thing to distribute books. People saying bad things. One guy said to me, you Hare Krishna, you're just chasing the dollar. I said, no, we work hard for our living. So Sankirtan Yajna is mentioned. Sankirtan Yajna. Sang means come together and chant Hare Krishna. Together. On your own, ekakyamai nahi pai bal harinam sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, on your own, on our own, we cannot chant Hare Krishna nicely. But when we do together, then it creates that melodious, that glorious, the holy name. Because we are being checked with each other. Oh, you're not chanting Hare Krishna nicely. Then we doing chanting Hare Krishna together in a temple atmosphere or in a Harinam. That's what brings the joy. So Sankirtan, Sang means come together, do it together. Kirtan, glory of Krishna, Harinam. You have tongue, use the tongue to glorify Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam. Don't talk nonsense. That's what tongue is for. People, they reading newspaper or else watching the TV, you're misusing your eyes. You go in the street, you're looking at all kinds of stuff, and you come back, your eyes are tired because you're looking and looking and looking. You look at the beautiful deity of Krishna, form of Krishna. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Brahma said that your eyes will be anointed with love for Krishna when you look at the beautiful form of Krishna. Then your eyes become pure. It becomes spiritual. When Krishna was showing the universal form to Arjuna, he said, I can't see it. Krishna gave him the eyes to see the universal form. So when you see Krishna, sometimes we see, oh, that's a stone. He's there. Krishna is there in the form of that deity. So Sankirtan Yajna, Yajna, sacrifice, is mentioned for this age, is chanting Hare Krishna. That is the sacrifice. And it's mentioned here, execute vows. Vows. From today, I will chant 16 rounds. From today, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, not even cigarette. Or in India, they smoke bidi, homemade cigarette. They take some leaf, put cup of tobacco, and roll it up, and same thing, probably less chemical. But even no cigarette. No onion, no garlic, so strict. They say, we have vegetarian food, but we have onion garlic. You go to the Chinese restaurant, if they're vegetarian, they'll write on the wall, not onion or garlic, so strict. So, one more thing here. So, you have to take a vow. When Vismadev, he took a vow to remain brahmachari for a life. I'll be brahmachari from today, whole life. And the flower came from the demigod. They landed on him. Because his vow was so strong, so powerful. When I take the vow, no, I'm brahmachari whole life, there's no flower came. Because we're not going to maintain the brahmachari. We just talk about it. But I'm just saying how powerful that Vismadeva was. When he took a vow, even the demigods were shaking in fear. The flower fell from the sky. So to take vows. From today, I'm going to chant 16 rounds. Quality rounds. Tears coming from the eyes. Even if you don't have tears, you can talk about it. Feel good about the stories. Why are you talking about these things in the Bhagavatam right now? Because this inspires us. Inspire us about Krishna. Hey, well, everybody stay awake, huh? I'm not wasting my time here talking to a bunch of people sleeping. Like, you gotta pay attention. So, talking about vows, you have to be strong. And if one worships the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the forefathers, the demigods, and the living entities in general, whatever he gives in charity, he will permanently beneficial result. Everyone wants result, isn't it? Everybody wants result. Nobody does it for free. He wants to get something back and return. So here it says, charity to the Brahmanas. In some countries, they give charity in envelope. Brahmanas, they give money to the Brahmanas in the red envelope. I have this many envelope. I didn't bring it here because you'll get jealous. Maybe. But there's not much in it. So you give according to what you can. You can hold on to your wealth. Whole life. You work. You check your bank balance every day, and you have this much. You started off this much, and you ended up this much. And then you're already 60, 70, and you can't enjoy any of that because you have to die. Sorry. All the money stays here. Somebody else enjoys your hard-earned money. What's the use of it? To think about it. Use it properly in Krishna's service. Use it to donate to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Then it says here, permanently benefited. What is that benefit? You get love for Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he said, charity must be given at the right time, at the right person, to the right person. If you give charity, the homeless, you don't know how you'll use. Maybe you will use to buy cigarette or drugs, whatever. So you have to give to person who will use it properly. Then you will be benefited. You understand? Charity. Vows. Brahmanas also. Brahmana doesn't mean you wear a big Brahman thread, you're Brahmana. And people say, oh, I want Brahman initiation. And then after you get the Brahman initiation, they never see you again. You're supposed to do deity worship. And they're looking for people to worship deity. Oh, sorry, you know, I don't have time. Srila Prabhupada, he's giving a talk, and a devotee was fanning him. He was a brahmana. So the microphone, sometime in India, the microphone is not, it's always falling off. So Prabhupada said, hey, give me a Brahman thread. So he had to take it off your Brahman thread, he tied the microphone with it. And he's thinking, oh no, what's going to happen to me now? I'm not Brahman anymore. But then Prabhupada, he took it off after the class, and he took the Brahman thread off and gave it back to him. So the thread is not just a big thread, you wear it. You have to have qualification of a Brahmana. Guna karma vivagasa. Krishna says, according to your character, according to your quality, one is made a brahmana. You understand? He go to India, rickshawwala, and taxi driver. Yeah, I'm a brahman. They show you a thread. They show the thread to you. Like, yeah, I'm a brahman too. This fat thread like a rope. You can tie a cow with it. That's what I used to do. When I first joined the Hare Krishna movement in the 70s, they used to make brahman thread almost you can tie a cow with it. It was so fat. So, I saw the devotees from the West. They used to hang keys at the end of the brahman thread. Because I was losing the keys. I thought, that's a good idea. So I hang the keys on the brahman thread. I never lost it. And Bengali Matajis, you know, anyone from Mayapur, Bengalis, they tie keys at the end of the sari. Now I understand, it's a good thing, because you don't lose your keys. Sometimes you can go, Haribol Prabhu, wake up. So the idea is to see good qualities in others, is to see good qualities in the Vaishnavas. I can never see good qualities in others because I'm always criticizing. Because myself, I'm impure, so I see others are impure. You do others according to how you are. So if you are pure, you will see others pure. Right? Yudhishthira Maharaj. And he was asked to go in the street and see any good people. And Duryodhana, he said, they asked him to go and see if anyone is good out there. So Yudhishthira Maharaj came back and he said, I can't find anyone bad, everyone's good. I said, really? Because he was good, he saw everybody's good. Then Duryodhana came back and said, oh, I couldn't find anybody good, they're all bad. Because he himself was bad, see, he sees everybody else is bad. So to try to always see in your own heart how you are in Krishna consciousness. Are you developing love for Krishna? Are you developing spiritual characters to yourself in your heart? This brahmana doesn't mean just wear a big brahman thread, like I said. You have to develop the character of a brahmana. Develop the character of a Vaishnava. You have to develop the service attitude. Okay? So, I also remember talking about the bathing in the Ganges. When I lived in the Vrindavan, it gets really cold there in Vrindavan, very cold like here. As the Indian Matajis, you know, when they take bath in the Ganga or Yamuna, they don't wear their skirts and stuff, and like, you know, they go swimming. They take bath in the sari. Like, how are you going to take bath in the sari? And you come back wearing the wet clothes. So this lady, every day, without fail, would take bath in the Yamuna, every day, with sari. And they walk in the dust all the way to the temple, to their home. Quite a way, all wet. So I was thinking, oh, this is nuts. So freezing cold and wearing. But they are enjoying because they follow the Vedic culture. They're not exposing their body. Every day they took a vow, they take a bath in the Yamuna at a particular time so they can worship the deity after you take bath in the Yamuna because their body is pure, is cleansed. A brahmana take bath 3 times a day. Wake up in the morning, you take a bath, and in the midday you take a bath, in the evening before you go to sleep you take a bath, a shower. I heard some places, some countries, they don't take bath, they just spray and stuff. Sometimes our toilet paper going missing from the people just snatching. You go to Indian toilet, there's no toilet paper. They use water. That's pretty yucky. But then, you know, there's culture. They don't kill the trees. Environmental. use left hand. When he gives someone something with the right hand, so left hand is muchi. I remember when he gives someone water, glass of water, make sure you're holding it in a way, here's a glass of water. You don't hold it like this, your finger's going in. You have to hold it like this, with the right hand. So your hands on the side of the glass. Temple copy. And then you don't touch it like that. There's many etiquette you have to learn, isn't it? I learned this as a kid. I remember one of my friend from the U.S., and he opened the door. He was supposed to tell the sannyasi, please, Maharaj, it's time for prasadam. So he opened the door, and he opened the door. He says, sannyasi, he said a really bad word. He says, time to stuff your face, Maharaj. That's what he said. Never mind. That's not the way to talk to a devotee. So this etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, culture is the highest. How you talk to a Vaishnava? You have to respect when you see the first devotee in the morning. Doesn't matter who he is, the first devotee that he came out of the ashram on the way to the temple, you have to pay obeisances. You know that? When you see a sannyasi, you pay obeisances, wherever it is. And I remember I was this kid's age. How old is he? 18. Eight. And there's this sannyasi, he used to always hang around near the gate on the way to Prasadam Hall. So I already paid my obeisances. And so I was thinking, I already paid obeisances, why I have to pay obeisances twice? So I went to take Prasadam. He said, you can't take Prasadam till you go back and pay obeisances to the Damodar Maharaj. He sent a spy that I didn't pay obeisances. So I had to come back and pay obeisances to Maharaj. So sometimes Maharaj may be humble, they don't care. But then to teach us, we should pay obeisances and respect senior devotees. According to the Vaishnava etiquette, anyone who chanting Hare Krishna is supposed to pay obeisances. Anyone who's uttering the name of Krishna. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami, he used to pay 300,000 obeisances a day. Is that many? That many? 300 obeisances a day. 1,000 a day. Like you calculate, you wake up in the morning, pay obeisances to a devotee, come back in come in the temple, pay your obeisances. Before you go to the temple, you pay obeisances. Three in front of three, and maybe 10 obeisances a day. 1,000 obeisances a day. That's what he's doing, Raghunath Das Goswami. He would have a hard head here. You know, I got over here on the top of the knee here. It's very, very tough here. Like a callus from paying obeisances for the last 50 years. I'm doing less obeisances now, so it's getting soft down there. And here too. So at the time of death, they're going to know what you did for Krishna. You can say, I got all the pay obeisances. I got the knee, very callous knee. I paid so many obeisances to Krishna. It's all been recorded. So you want result, you want benefit, you have to take vows, you have to perform your duty. He said, ma phaleshu kadarchana. I am doing my duty to the family. Now Indian, they always say that. I am doing my duty. It is very, very good. Krishna says, you have another duty. That duty is to serve Krishna. That duty is to complete your 16 rounds of japa. That duty is to worship the deity. The duty is to take prasadam. Don't eat outside food. So many different responsibilities. The responsibility is to become Krishna conscious. And you want to become Krishna conscious, you have to follow these vows that we make to your guru. People just coming and going. It's just so much disturbance. Are you better? Hare Krishna. Sorry, yeah? In the early days, my time in the 70s, person who is speaking the Bhagavatam, everyone is expected to already sitting here, straight, no moving, and like very nicely. Then I come in, the speaker comes in, and he feels inspired by the audience. Now, different thing going on. You come in whenever you like, you go like a free hotel. Oh, yeah.
Tram.
Huh?
Tram takes time.
Tram, yeah. I'm not talking. If tram takes time, then you leave your home early. Somehow. I'm just making a point how we're doing just wishy-washy. You have to be strict with yourself. That's what I'm talking about, vows. It's not a joke. You take a vow, then everyone's going to laugh at you. Oh yeah, I follow four principles. Oh yeah, right. Behind those, you break a principle. We say, don't eat chocolate, close the door, you have a big chocolate bar. I've heard of it. What's the big deal? Not eat chocolate. We don't depend on it. We have so many sweets, rasamalai, burfi, cake. You can Melbourne temples and still want to eat chocolate. What's in it? You want to hear the real story about chocolate? No, I'll tell you, you don't know. When they're making chocolate in the chocolate factory, for the chocolate lovers, this story is going to shock you. You know the color of chocolate? It's not the chocolate color. It's cockroach. You know what they do? They don't wash the machine at night. You know the machine, they make chocolate? So the cockroach goes in. And the workers, the laborers, they don't care. They come in, they're half asleep anyway. They wake up, they're just so bored of working. They hate their boss. So they just want their salary. So they come in, turn the machine on, and all the cockroaches get crushed with the chocolate. And then you're thinking, oh, extra flavor. That's what it is. Maybe next time you'll think about eating chocolate before you think, you know, what's in it. So stick to prasadam. Stick to Krishna prasadam. Right? Yeah. You're getting adult, huh? So we're talking about vows. You know. It's not that you take the vows today and tomorrow you break the vow. And today I am, tomorrow not. That is not the way. It's for life. From today, no more meat eating, no gambling, no disrespect, no intoxication. Chanting 16 rounds of japa. I saw today as somebody was in the corner here. He was having a sleep during the japa. Sorry. I was just about to ask you if you want a pillow or not. You come in the temple, be enthusiastic. Sing and dance for the pleasure of Krishna. So the vows are so important. We all want result. Oh God, give us our daily bread. He is so inspired by you, he is putting butter on you, on the top there. Here. You're from India. Oh, Krishna, give me my chapati. Oh yeah, sorry, I'm late. I forgot to put butter on it. Because I'm Makan Chora, I take all the butter. Sanatana Goswami, he used to make chapatis for his deity. And one day, Madan Mohan, deity, he says, at least put some salt on my chapati. You know the story?
Yeah.
You heard? He said, you asking for salt? I'll give whatever I have. You ask for salt, next you want golden plate? I can't give you, I just give you whatever. So Krishna is not asking so much from you. He's asking patram pusam phalam tayam. Patram, leaf. Everybody has a leaf to offer. Pushpam, flower. Everybody in Melbourne, they have a garden, they're growing flower. And the flower fall to the floor. Beautiful flower. They don't even offer to Krishna. They have avocado tree, it falls to the ground, and then they go to the supermarket to buy avocado. So, Krishna is pleased by your devotion, bhakti, love for Krishna. The main ingredient to attract Krishna is the love. We don't ask for a result. The guru, they tell the disciple, I will tell you when to eat. This morning I'm chanting japa, I was thinking, oh God, I'm so hungry. So I went over to the kitchen just for look at the food, not to eat. Just give the inspire me, inspiration. And when I went to the kitchen, all I smell all the old food from yesterday. I thought, ah, thank you, Krishna, for bringing me here. So we want to enjoy this, you end up suffering. So I went to the ashram, there's food everywhere. I said, ah, now I know why there's less people in the temple. I'm just kidding, huh? But this, we're not attracted to the food that's around because we're attracted to chanting Hare Krishna. So if we want the result, it will come automatically without you asking. Krishna knows the heart. In our heart, He knows us. Right? I remember I told this story before. They make the children serve the adults. This part of the training, you know, like serving Vaishnava. And these adult devotees, this is like when I was very small, they never stop eating. He serve. When are they going to stop eating? Like I get so tired of serving these guys. In India they have big spoon, like, because in Bengal they eat a lot of rice. So the spoon we have here, the serving the rice, is only for children. They have big ladle like this. So he goes, one ladle is this much rice. So you go, boing, boing. Here's like, so I was serving, here, take it. There's no love in that. So I was so tired of serving them. So I'm hungry and I have to serve the adults. So what they made a rule that the kids will eat before they serve, so they have a proper attitude. I said, that's a really good idea. I said, yeah, I am for sure. I want to eat before I serve. So they made us eat, and then when you're serving, you're in a good mood. We're satisfied. Nicely, you know. Here you are. Where do I put it? On the side here. Before I just throwing on top. Sweets on top of the dal and stuff. Take it. You got to have the right attitude to serve Vaishnava. So when you serve Krishna, similarly, you have to have the right attitude, devotion. It's not that I'm a Brahman or I chant so many mantra. Krishna might not accept. Krishna accepts your devotion, your consciousness. Bhakti. Bhaktama vijanati. So the result will come when Krishna is pleased with you. So Prabhupada said, if you want to please Krishna, then you have to please the Radharani. Because Radharani is closest to Krishna. If you want to please Radharani, you have to please the Vaishnavas in general. So no, I only love Prabhupada and Krishna. I don't like anyone else. Forget it. You have to please everyone. All the Vaishnavas. That's the system. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who think they're my devotee, they're not my devotee. He said, those who are devotees of my devotee, they are my devotee. Samajh gaya? You got it? Like Mahatma Prabhu. He's Mahatma, great devotee. I know Mahatma Prabhu from when?
Hong Kong.
Yeah, all the way when he used to live in Newcastle, 1980s. Which is the Sankirtan in Mahatma Prabhu's house area. And whenever we want prasad, we go to his house. He was very charitable. Sometimes we stayed more than 3 days, then he would give us the look. What are you doing here? When are you going to move on, Prabhu? What is the next town for Sankirtan? We purposely stayed longer to make you feel. But he was very, very nice always.
My pleasure.
And there's one room that I love, that room he used to have. So we opened the cupboard, there was big, big box like this, cornflakes. We don't eat that, but that time we used to. So many things, whatever, he had it. Pickle, wow, he had it. Mango people, he had it. Everything. So we said, I'm staying in this room. They said, which room you want to stay? I want to stay in this room.
Mahaprabhu Mandir.
Yeah, Mahaprabhu Mandir. So you have to be able to be charitable. It says here, charity. Charity doesn't always mean money. You can feed the Vaishnavas. Prasadam, feed. Sometimes I get very tired of eating. I don't like to eat what I cook, but I'm always cooking. So you all, Mataji is here. You know, you can, you know, bring chapatis and stuff, very thin, and stuff like that. Yeah, you get my idea. So we also feed the Vaishnavas. I mean, I lived in China, and one Indian devotee, he wanted to get initiated. So I said, okay, there's two Maharajas that come to China. Only two, there's not many. So you don't have much choice. So Narasimha Maharaj or Giridhara Maharaj? So I said, who do you want? He said, so he asked me, you tell me. I said, okay, you take from Narasimha Maharaj, because, you know, according to your character. So then I spoke to Narasimha Maharaj about Mr. Raj, Sindhi guy. So then I went to his house, and his wife is not ISKCON devotee. She shouted at me, said, you Hare Krishna people, my husband got a letter this size from your ISKCON, that you have to follow this, you have to follow that to get initiated. You know, you have to pass the exam. I said, Shanti, calm down, I'll explain to you. Okay, I'll take the blame, okay, don't. So I said, we have rules and regulations, we can't just initiate people. There are certain rules and regulations that we have to follow in ISKCON. So I spoke to Maharaj. I said, look, Maharaj, this Indian man, he's already 70, he's not going to break any rules. He can make some exceptions for him. So then Maharaj said, okay. So he said, he have to feed the Vaishnava every day. He told him, you have to feed the Vaishnava every day. So I said to that Prabhu, Maharaj made it very easy for you. You have to feed Vaishnava every day. He said, oh, where am I going to feed Vaishnava every day in China? There's no Vaishnava here. I said, you're going to feed me every day. So I was looking for Indian food. There was no Indian food anywhere. So I was thinking, so I had to be very diplomatic. So I spoke to Maharaj like, you know, I'm not Vaishnava, but people who think they're not Vaishnava, they're Vaishnava. So somehow I was thinking like that. So I had no worries about food. Every day I had prasadam. So you want initiated, you have to feed me every day. That's that. So then I came here and I got a phone call. He said he got initiated by Maharaj. I said, I'm coming to China. But he left China now. He's living in Thailand. So the point is, you have to be charitable. But you have to feed the Vaishnavas. And devotee's birth, hey, Hari Om. So this is his birthday today. What's your name?
Arya.
Okay. How old are you now? 12. His birthday today. That's why the temple room is full, because everyone's come to celebrate his birthday. Not about Bhagavatam class, because his birthday today. Guru Puja is a secondary, first his birthday. Anyway, so Vaishnava's birthday is just as important. So this boy is a son of a devotee. And I was also like you. I went to Gurukul. I joined at the age of 6. And they said, except Krishna, no other celebration. So I never got any birthdays till now. I came to Melbourne, I can celebrate my birthday. Because those days, only Krishna birthday. We don't celebrate anybody else's. They're like macho. So now we start to learn to respect each other. Those days was like only Krishna. But I'm just saying, those days things are very rough. So I came here 2016 from China, and It was my birthday. I didn't even know it was my birthday. So I went to the ashram, and they all had a cake. I said, wow, that's interesting, because all these years I never had a birthday. And so then there was time to cut the cake. So I was cut the cake, and it was five brahmacharis, you know, in the ashram. And before I can eat it, they grabbed it. They said, oh, Mahaprasadam. I only had it just a little touched here. Didn't even go in. Oh, yeah, yeah, Mahaprasadam. So devotees are very enthusiastic to celebrate the devotee's birthday. That's good. That's what is required to please a Vaishnava. Oh yeah, Krishna's birthday, and he doesn't care about the devotee. So you have to have equal respect for Vaishnavas. Like I said, if we please the devotees, then we can please Krishna. We don't never know. We don't know who Arya is. He could be Prahlad Maharaj's manifestation. We don't know. I'm just saying, don't get too puffed up. But so sometimes devotees' kids are very special. You have to give respect, you have to love them. I never got love from my parents. One day my mother smacked me right here, really hard, and then left me there on the footpath. And I was seeing stars. I said, wow, what kind of love is this? That's my mother. She has a different idea of what love is. Sometimes they say love means danda. So thank you. This side too. Sometimes people don't accept that kind of a love. Sweet words, how nice you are. You are so good. Flattery. So the love comes in different ways. Oh, thank you. I love the love you gave me. Another way of like teaching others. I remember Japataka Maharaj. Anyone here Japataka Maharaj's disciple? Hands up. You're Japataka Maharaj's disciple. And you are. So one time they were punishing some kids, and I am the leader of the kid. So what we did, there was a we never got enough prasadam. So I organized a gang. So we don't do this anymore, huh? I'm just telling the story. This happened before. So I organized a gang, boys. We went in the middle of the night, we smashed down the kitchen door. 1, 2, 3, bang! We were young, very strong. So kitchen door went flying down the ground. So noisy, even the ladies upstairs, the brahmacharinis, they heard. So they saw us smashing down the door. So I said, we don't care what you can look, you know. So we went in the kitchen. In India, they make gulab jamun, rasugula. They're this size. We loved it. And so they make them for the sweet shop. So it's all in the room. And they have it in the karai. In a karai is a big wok. So it stays soft. So I think, this is fantastic. We never got gulab jamun and rasugula. You have to wait till Janmashtami. So we're just eating and putting in a bead bag in the bucket, wherever, and eating and smashing on the wall. We had so much fun. Like you read Krishna book, like Krishna was feeding the makan, the butter to the monkeys. They're not only feeding the monkey, but they're also throwing to the wall. But Krishna got worship for that. So next day, they're punishing the boys. So it was five of us. And I was the last one because I organized it. So the leaders, they come last. So then I heard from outside, crying. And each time they would come out, they had smack. They were whacking them on the front and back with a cane. That's what they do, cane, yeah. So then it was my turn. So I already had a plan. I was thinking, if they hit me, I'm going to do it again. Rebellion. So then when my turn came, so they had a different strategy for me. So they said, so Jayapataka Maharaj, he was screaming, yeah! And temple president was whacking the wall with a stick. So the boys from outside, they heard, oh, they're really beating him up because he's the leader. But they actually didn't beat me. So the strategy I'm talking about here is love. Always beating doesn't always work. Sometimes sweet words,
pat in the back. Ah, boy, so good, boy. Ah, I'm so good. Then give him a smack. You get too, if you get too puffed up, you have to always be humble, that know that that's all the respect goes to Krishna. By his mercy, that it's a mother's mercy. And the mothers don't get too puffed up either. So, my so beloved son. So, anyway, so that love is the key word that Krishna is speaking. Pure love for Krishna is so deep. You know, Narad Muni had a disciple. You know the story? Narad Muni had a disciple. He was not a human being. Narad Muni had a disciple, was a snake disciple. You know the story? How merciful. The Guru's mercy extends to even animals. So there was this, this is a relation to this, this story, this ideal family life. So don't get too attached to your family. So this person was a brahmachari. So then he was under the shelter of Narad Muni. So he said, I need to go see my parents. So he went to see his parents, he's never coming back. So Narad Muni is thinking, what's happening? So he went down to his family's house. He said, hey, he said, you're coming back, and he's coming back, what are you doing? He said, my parents want me to get married. Okay, he said, okay, fine. So, and he said, after married, I'll come. So he was waiting, and he didn't get come back. So he went back, Narad Muni went, said, hey, you already married, why are you coming? He said, no, I have to make sure my children are married. So then he went back, his children married. And the next time he went there, everybody at home was crying. You got my point? Because he died. So they said, so Narad Muni is not ordinary guru. He knows where he went in his next life. So he says, oh, he is still in your home. Where is he? He's a snake under the safe because he was too attached to money and wealth. So he's still there. So he said, oh, they took the stick, they want to beat the snake. He said, no. Give him to me. He's my disciple. So he took the snake to his ashram, Narad Muni's ashram. So all the people, they knew Narad Muni had this snake disciple. And so they're coming with a stick. You know, if you have a snake, people throw a stick at you and rocks at you. So he complained to Narad Muni. He said, the villagers they're throwing rocks at me because I'm a snake. So what do I do? I'm now vegetarian, I'm non-violent. So how do I can't bite them. What do I do? He said, just go after them. Shh. And they'll run away. That's all. You don't have to bite. So, my point is that you have to learn the strategies of the art of Krishna consciousness. You understand my point? The Krishna consciousness point is that you know how to preach the technique of devotional service. I want to keep talking, but I want to right now stop if you have any questions. If you don't have questions, I'll keep talking. If you have questions, then we'll continue. Any questions? Very well. Yeah. I always have a savior, this girl here. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you said how the first person we see, we should pay obeisances to them. So is it that like the first person we see at home, we should pay them obeisances, the first person at the temple or anywhere?
If I see you first, I don't know what I'll do, pay obeisances to you? You like it? So if I pay obeisances to you, saying, oh, I'm so great, can you pay obeisances again? Next, no, like that's different. So if I am feathering your ego, then I better not pay obeisances. But if you pay, but don't worry. You pay obeisances according to your duty. Like sometimes you give money to Krishna, we don't know if you use it or not. But don't worry about that. You're giving to Krishna, he knows. So similarly,
You wake up in the morning, first person you see your brother. He said, "No, I don't want to pay obeisance to my brother." Go away. Then he said, "No, I'm doing my duty. I have to pay my obeisances to my, he's not only my brother, he could be anybody, he could be a Prahlad Maharaj." See, you understand my point? So you can take it to a next level of your Krishna consciousness. Then he might say, "Oh, why are you paying obeisances to me? I'm your brother." And giving you a smack. Said, "Oh, next time you don't pay obeisances." I mean, you can work it out. You can talk to him and listen, Shastra said, patience is to Vaishnava, you're a small Vaishnava, you're my brother, so I pay patience to you. He said, "Okay, that's fine." But he may say, no, I'm your sister, you are my sister. He may say, so you can work it out. But at the same time, my point is, it's always a good thing to respect a Vaishnava, to pay obeisances, be sweet, be kind, say nice things, yeah? Be charitable, give prasadam, take prasadam. We do that a lot anyway, so I don't have to say it. Yesterday somebody called me, "Oh, Haribol!" Like, not everybody calls me. He said, "Yeah, how can I help you?" He said, "Can you save me 2 plates of prasadam?" I know him, we're a friend. If somebody else said, "I'm not your servant, I'm not saving prasadam for you, you come on time and get your prasadam on your own." You know what I mean? So different way of saying. People call the temple, "This is a Hare Krishna temple. What do you want?" You know, you could say, "Oh, hi, Hare Krishna. How can I help you?" You know, like, there's a way of saying things. Etiquette. Just because we all know each other, we are devotees, we don't have to be nasty to each other. We can be nice. Especially to each other. Understand my point? So, but then if you demand respect every time, you know, like we see each other like 50 times a day, I have to pay 50 obeisances, that's going to be too tough. But at least we can say Haribol, Haribol. Not only saying Haribol to them, but you're also chanting Krishna's name. So you get the benefit of chanting Krishna's name, plus you're being nice to the devotees. I remember I lived in Hong Kong for 5 years. You know, Hong Kong people live in boxes, you know, like this. You know, sometimes the toilet and the room is all in the same area, and they pay like $6,000. I mean, something like that. And so, in the temple, it's all like, the pathway is separated by a wall, so when you go past two people, like sideways, because it's so crowded. I said, "Haribol, Haribol," you don't have to say it, because you're just grasping each other. So I said to him, "Haribol." And they said, "Haven't you seen me before? How many times did you say Haribol to me?" I said, "Okay." Even till now, I don't say Haribol to them, over the phone. So they can put you off. So sometimes people don't want to hear. So okay, you avoid them. But sometimes, can you say again? I love it. You know what I mean? So it depends. So if you want the beneficial result, simply by pleasing a devotee. I didn't give you $1 million, but I still get the benefit because you smiled at them. Just a smile at a devotee can make you feel good. Say, no, not that type. Sometimes you come to the temple, I come to the same time, I don't feel like smiling at anybody. I'm not in a good mood. But once I walk in here, I see the devotee smile at me, I feel, wow, he made my day. Then I feel like smiling. So we are encouraging each other. You understand? So inspiration is each other. I'm such a bad mood. Like, first person I see, there's no question of paying obeisances. I just want to kill you. But when I come to the temple, when I see the Vaishnavas, I feel so inspired. So that's how it should be. A Vaishnava is one who reminds others of Vaishnava. Any other questions?
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for a nice class. You are talking about Narad Ji. So why Narad Ji so much in the Bhagavatam? In the Bollywood movies, he is a villain most of the time.
Who?
Narad is villain.
A villain.
Yeah. But in Bhagavatam, he is so much respected and comes in almost all the cantos. So why so much importance to Narad Ji?
Narad Muni, yeah. Talk about. obviously, because Narad Muni, he's a very prominent devotee, and he's a messenger of Lord Krishna. He's going to be all over Bhagavatam. Even just yesterday, somebody said to me, just me, I'm nothing. They said, I see you everywhere. You see here. Yeah. So when you're a prominent devotee, you're gonna get that. And somebody said to me, like, people respect you. I said, what's the problem with you? You're jealous? You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you have to live with the respect because you're born with that. But it's all God's. So when you can be an exemplary devotee, when you are a special devotee, they choose you to be in the Bhagavatam. In fact, we are writing the Bhagavatam now. We are creating history. We can be jealous of Narad Muni. He is flying. Because Narad Muni, if you read his past life, he used to eat the remnants that his mother died early. He used to eat the remnants of the sages. And somebody was giving me Mahaprasadam, and they said, remnants. We have to have the attitude. This remnants of Vaishnava. I said, I don't want to eat this remnants. No thanks. But if you, the attitude is what counts. The respect, the love. And not so much the food. Sometimes I can't eat the food. And I have, and somebody says, I will help you, I'll take it. I'm really happy to give it away because I can't eat it anyway. So anyway, Narad Muni, he is such a great, great devotee that there are 12 Mahajanas in the universe also. They're also very famous. So sometimes their special devotee, they're very private. It's not mentioned even in the books because they don't want their name to be in the books. Very, very secret devotees. Just like when... But sometimes some devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, they ask him, when he was leaving the body, they asked Prabhupada, can we film you? He said, yes, film me. I want to show the world how to die. Even at the time of death, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm preaching. So someone may say, no TV, no camera, I will be very secret. But Narad Muni is all in the mood of preaching. So he's prominent devotee. He's in the book. We can learn from Narad Muni how great he is. We can learn from Mahatma Prabhu too. You know, he's elderly man. He's coming from his house so early here and to sit here to listen to Bhagavatam. You know, your age, they're all in front of a TV in the nursing home. Right? And you're coming all the way here. So you're creating history. You can be in the Bhagavatam too. Melbourne Bhagavatam.
Also, it is said that Narad, he is called Narad because he, Da means giver and Na means Narayan. So he gives Narayan to almost everyone. That's why also he is called Narad.
That's the philosophical understanding, yeah.
And as you said,
Naradaya, worshipping. They're always worshipping the Lord.
Most worshipable. And he has got...
Charitable. Da means charity.
Yeah, as you said, he has got even... disciples are snakes, so you can see how much compassion he has got for everybody. So the three principles given by Mahaprabhu is chanting of the holy name, Ruchi, Naam Ruchi, Jeev Daya, compassion. So Naraji is showing compassion and he is always chanting the holy name.
Yes.
And he has got compassion for the Vaishnava. So he has all the three qualities, therefore Naraji is one of the topmost devotees. The other day, our Sukhdev Goswami was giving the lecture. He told about Narad very nicely
Shukadev
last
Prabhu.
Year.
So Narad
I remember
Goswami.
From his lecture. So I'm quoting what he's saying. Narad means the one who gives Narayan to everyone. So it's called Narad.
Narada Muni Bajai Vina.
Yeah, Prachetas. Daksha gave him a curse. What was the curse? That you can't stop longer for a long time. Why? Because Daksha's, he was producing children and Naraji was making them devotees. Because as Prabhu said, he is preaching as well as chanting. So he's topmost devotee, that's why we call Narad. So what Bollywood is saying is wrong. He is not a villain, he is a real pure devotee. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I don't know the Bollywood
Hare
story,
Krishna.
So. Any other questions?
You have a lot of time. There's no breakfast. No breakfast.
We're having special prasadam today, so they might take more time to cook it. So. And today's Saturday. Don't tell me you're going to work. Relishing the hearing about Krishna. Is your dad listening from UK?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, does he have any questions? There's going to be a question from UK.
You guys got questions.
Coming through.
You have what questions?
Oh, you have a question?
Okay. I feel like this class was very dynamic. There was lots to take in, and there's many different points that were explained. But I guess, how do you develop that attitude when it comes to the remnants of a devotee's food? When the conditioning is so strong, especially from like the Western world, eating remnants of someone's food is just the worst thing. So like, how do you develop that attitude? Like, do you, even if you're like, it doesn't feel comfortable for me doing it, you know? So how do you develop that attitude?
Good question. I remember I had to go to an English home in the UK to take prasadam. So it was me, Prahlad, and Maharaj. They said, you guys have to be super behaved because they're English people, like the way you... So they said you have to use knife and fork. I had no idea how to use that because we use our hand. Well, now I know how to use chopstick and stuff. So we went there, and everything Maharaj did, I would copy. So he used his finger, he used his chopstick, I mean fork, I would use fork, everything. And he was purposely not using too much, just so we, because we didn't know how to use. So they figured out that these guys are just imitating Maharaj. So the thing is, remnants is a very cultural thing, in fact. Because in India, especially, we are born with that culture to have prasad. Prasad means mercy. But it's not like in ISKCON. I went to a Hindu temple like in India. They'd give prasadam a little bit in a hand with respect. And they touch it and you sit, and you're satisfied. And I had a guru known as Jati Guru, family guru. And this guy, his favorite thing was puff rice, crushed the puff rice and make a ladu out of it, like a ball. And sometime he'd eat and give it to us. And my mother said, you have to eat it, it's a remnants, man. Like, we had, but he was eating other things too. I don't want to mention it. So, but he was a guru. So the point is, someone who is a very saintly, they have that potency, you know, in them, not only food, through the food, but also their vibrations, as the association. There's that aura that they can give to you. So something that they eat, that's where I touch their feet, their shoes. They have that power, the spiritual shakti in them that can rubs onto you. So very, like even Westerners will agree with that. Some aura thing. They always talk about it. So the food is a very subtle thing. But also, I also was like you. I never liked the idea of eating someone's remnants. I don't care who they are. But we know through the culture, like it says in the Ishopanishad, that, you know, like a cow's dung. You know, in India we use a cow dung to smear on the wall and on the floor because it's antiseptic. So, and you cook, and the fire comes out of the cow dung. But
in the West, like cow dung, oh no, cow dung, it's a, you know, it's a really worst thing to do, you know, touch a cow dung, and what to speak other things. So you have to accept what is the Vedic authority. So we accept the Vedas according to the Shastric injunctions, that we accept Guru Sadhu Shastra. So whether like it or not, it based on the Shastra, that if we take a remnant from a sadhu, that's beneficial. But also depends what kind of sadhu that person is. Right? So not everyone's going to go around giving their remnants. So like my mother, he got a remnant from Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj had an instruction that whoever cooks for Prabhupada, they must get some remnants that they have to keep for her or him. So I got remnants from Prabhupada every day. But she kept a little bit, just a little bit of remnants every day. So maybe that's what kept me in Hare Krishna movement today. So I'm thinking, oh, I was born in a Brahmana family, I'm born in a pious country. I don't think any of that counts because of the remnants I had from Prabhupada. That's what the reason I'm still here today. So it has a shakti. The shakti can, there's an inner energy that you'll feel that you're going closer to Krishna. We don't know, but it has its power. But if someone who is not a devotee, they will not understand that, actually. It's only devotees can understand these things. That's why you said this concept doesn't exist in a Western family, taking someone else's remnants. But that's what it takes a devotee to understand that, because we know the power of prasadam. But at the same time, it's not that like you have to eat so much. You can just eat a little bit of it. It's all in the attitude. So we think, oh. So we don't say, I'm going to now really eat all this prasadam. We don't use this word eat. E-A-T. No, E-A-T. It means I'll honor the prasadam. Honor. With respect. A big plate. Whatever. So how we respect is how you behave with the food. So you sit down to eat a big plate, then you have that enjoying attitude. But if you can have the same attitude even for a little bit of prasad, you will get the benefit. But the shakti, it's a very unique thing. It's not like I can explain to you right now. You have to know for yourself that the benefit of, like those guys, you know, on a birthday, they just ate it straight out of my mouth. I didn't even get to eat it a little bit. That's not remnants. You know what I mean? Oh, Mama Saddam! Like, how does it taste like? I didn't get any. It was just on the lips, on my lips. But I don't know. But that's too late. We already took it. So that's not remnants. You know, so you're snatching for a devotee, oh, Mama Saddam! Let them finish first. Then what's left, that's mahaprasadam. You're offending them by snatching it. You know what I mean? So it has to come from willingly. Then it's prasadam. I know somebody, they like to give their mahaprasadam. They're forcing it into your mouth. I said, no thanks. Like, I will accept if I wish to. So it can be an attitude thing. But if you're going around giving, and somebody who is actually a good devotee, a pure devotee, they don't want everyone to have the remnants. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know the story? He used to put salt in his food so much that no one can eat it. You heard that? You heard that before? And we're going around, here are remnants, Lelo. Here you are. So, but we are merciful, we are giving remnants, that's okay. But they understand the essence of the benefit that you get from remnants. But you really have to be a devotee to understand the unique prasadam thing, power. Others can't really understand that. Just like people can understand Indian people use a hand, eating with hand. If you're from South India, they're very expert eating with the hand. I can demonstrate a little bit. You know, they have this thing called konji. It's a liquid rice, and they have it for breakfast.
So if you put it on a banana leaf, it will go sliding down very quickly. But they can pick it up so fast, not one drop will go out of the finger. They can go out through here, not here, just quickly. It's like a drama. Huh? So good. So it's a cultural thing, how they do things. And I remember in Mayapur, this is throw the cake offered to Radha Madhava. Somehow, not throw it, it landed on someone's body. And the villagers are eating off of their body as a prasadam. I don't know, yeah, there's extra salt. Maybe. So it's offered to Krishna. But this is the attitude. That's the attitude that's offered to Krishna. It doesn't matter where it is. If you find gold in the rubbish, you take it because it's still gold. So that purity, you can't hamper it. The purity is pure, it's always. We are not pure because we are mixed with garbage. But the purity is in the chanting. The purity is in the prasadam. The purity is deep inside. You have to be able to accept that with honor and respect and love, an attitude, spiritual attitude. I'm going to sit here and give you how to eat, you know, like cultural topic. This is all about ideal family. I don't know how it's connected. Okay. Any more questions? Someone can go out and see if the prasadam is ready. So we're not going to just take off. It's prasadam may not be ready. Then you go outside, chip, chip, chop, chip, chip. You do pajalpa. First you need to know that prasadam is ready, right? Any more questions? One more. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much. How to increase our love for the lotus feet of Krishna? Increase our love. Besides chanting the holy name and giving devotional service.
You already asked that question many times before. And they gave you the answer.
You can give some more points.
How to develop love for that lotus feet of Krishna? Lotus feet of Krishna is is where we have to. When you look at the deity, we may not actually understand, but if you read the scriptures, glories of Krishna from the books, you get more idea who Krishna is. Just only look at the sun, rising in the morning or at night, what does it look like? Like a red chapati, right? So small, a disc. But if you read about the moon, it's that there's a moon planet. It's so big. So when you read about Krishna, Krishna's pastime from Krishna book, you will know more glories of Krishna. Then automatically you will become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Meditate on Krishna. But sometimes we don't appreciate by seeing. So there's a way to meditate on Krishna starting from the feet. So they always show Krishna's feet. Sometimes they cover the flower, too much dress, you can't see. But actually, they should leave a little bit room for people to view the feet of Krishna. Yeah? That's how it is.
So what you're saying is, by knowledge, the more knowledge we have got about Krishna, then our love. We all have got love for Krishna. It's all covered. So if we want to uncover the love, then we have to serve him and serve the devotees, like Baha. Yeah. If you serve them, then you get love of Krishna.
I'm the last one. But when it comes to prasadam, like, serve me first, I don't mind. That's okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I'm not talking about respect, just because I'm hungry or something. It's okay. We're going to wait in the line for hours and hours. But sometimes it's a good thing to be an exemplary. Like one point, it's not that knowledge that you can get love of God. The book knowledge. So you made a good point. You need to serve the devotees. That too. It's not just gyan, knowledge. If a lot of people have knowledge about bhakti. They're speakers in the university. They speak about Krishna's ecstasy, the gopis have for Krishna. And after the class, they light a cigarette. And I mean, so it has to be realized knowledge. It has to be knowledge that they understand that what is real knowledge. That knowledge is bhakti. the ultimate truth of all knowledge is that reveals the devotion for Krishna, Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna. Otherwise, it's just knowledge. So Jnana Yoga doesn't itself order, not enough for you to develop the love for Krishna. You have to have that realized knowledge. That realized knowledge comes from service, devotional service. Samajh gaya? One guy came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I'm a Brahmana, I will study in your ashram. Then he said, if you're a Brahmana, he showed him the pot. You know, we have so many pot here. Yeah, he said, no, I'm Brahmana, I study. He said, no, doors open, you go. So if you want to see Krishna, you can know him through service. Vaishnava Brahman. It's like if you have a Brahman thread, it means related to service. My mother, when she got Brahman initiation, Prabhupada asked her to count on the finger. You have to chant the mantra on the finger. There's a way to do it. And she was doing it wrong. I mean, of course we know how to count money. So she knows that. But to chant the mantra, you have to do it in a particular way. Prabhupada said, he's not a Brahman, he doesn't know how to count. But then he said, for service, basis on the service. On the basis of service, he's Brahmana. Understand? So, according to my point is, your service you will qualify you to serve Krishna, to get Krishna love for Krishna. Okay, I better stop here. 9:10. If the prasad is not ready, we'll come back in here again. Second session. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. They're not ready. All right. They can have a break. Hey!